Mike and the Mechanics, and All I Need is a Miracle for the drive home on May the 25th. How are you? It's me, Mark, sounds like me, on a Sunday, and hoping it's not too traumatic for you, the back-to-work thing, you know what I mean? It's don't worry, it's only another, well, yeah, I would say 4 or 5 days, but the weekend's every day here at the coast. That's what we say here. Now, listen, doctors may prescribe chewing gum after research found it helps patients recover faster from bowel operations. Which, well, that makes a lot of sense, because I often see people walking down the road wondering if they're chewing a toffee. People who had bowel surgery were able to go home nearly 2 days earlier if they were given the sweet treat. If the patient chewed for 30 minutes in the morning and in the afternoon and at night, then it really... Wow, chewing action triggered their gastric hormones. Oh, yeah. Trigger my gastric hormones, would you? Consultant nurse Harriet Wright wouldn't say anything because she was too busy chewing like a big horse with a mouth open like that. I'll just file it. Coming up, we've got Sandy Tom, The Devil Speak. We've got No Doubt, Don't Speak, Chewing. We've got Stevie Wonder, Sign, Seal, Delivered. Sign, Seal, Delivered. And what about a bit of Joss Stone? Super Duper Bubble Love on Coast at 103.2. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Well, look, if it's still... if put the cream on, spread it thinly, and if it's still like that tomorrow morning, I'd paint over it. Just ignore it. All right, I've got to go. Bye. Hello, it's me. It sounds like me. It's Mark with a back-to-work Sunday drive home. How are you this afternoon? Are you well? Did you have a good weekend? Did it go too fast? I had a great time last night. Down at Restaurants Created by Woffy at Persia Persia with some good new friends that I've made. And I'll tell you all about that, even if you don't want to hear. In a little while, I will. But here's one for you. Real 911 calls. These are calls that are actually made to the American authorities, but they're real ones. I haven't made them up. That's not something I would do to you. Okay, so the dispatcher, that's the person who's at the police headquarters, saying to the caller, and that's what we're going to call them for these few, the dispatcher and the caller. So you know when one stops and one starts. All right, then. The dispatcher, 911, what's your emergency? The caller, I've just heard what sounds like gunshots coming from the brown house on the corner. Dispatcher, do you have an address? A caller, no, I have a blouse and slacks. Why? Dispatcher, 911, what's your emergency? Caller, someone broke into my house and took a bite out of my ham and cheese sandwich. Dispatcher, excuse me? Caller, I made a ham and cheese sandwich and left it on the kitchen table, and when I came back from the bathroom, someone had taken a bite out of it. Dispatcher, was anything else taken? Caller, no, but this has happened to me before and I'm sick and tired of it. And finally, because I could see you like them. Dispatcher, 911, what's the nature of your emergency? Caller, I'm trying to reach 911, but my phone doesn't have an 11 on it. Dispatcher, this is 911. Caller, I thought you just said it was 911. Dispatcher, yes, ma'am, 911 and 911 are the same thing. Caller, honey, I may be old, but I'm not stupid. I think I can have that as my new sort of little tagline, couldn't I? Mark Fox, I may be old, but I'm not stupid. Although I'd be lying on one count. Hello, anyway, what we got coming up? Santana featuring Chad Kroeger, James, and Steely Dan, reeling in the years. Just talking about that. And, here's Steely Dan right now. Is it Steely? Oh, look, Steely Dan right now, reeling in the years. Coast 103.2.